Hey everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. This is going to be part one of a three-part series on moving from ideas, or how do we find sources of inspiration, where that inception concept comes from, through the execution of a photo series. Reader posted up on our Facebook page an idea for a podcast on how do you move from idea to concept when you're working on a photo series. As I got to thinking about that and really processing through that, I realized I think there's kind of three buckets there, and I think that was a great seed question, but I wanted to make sure we broke that out and gave that plenty of time. So for the three parts, we're really going to look in this first podcast at how do we take an idea and get that formulated into a concept? How do we note where the ideas come from, and how do we start to group those? In the second podcast next week, we're going to take a look at how do we move from once we have that concept into a developed photo series. And in the third and final podcast, we're going to take a look at once we kind of have this idea for the photo series, what are the possible steps we can do next? How do we start to think about how to actually present that? What are the considerations around a gallery show or a book presentation or going for photo review that we would need to think about as we've now taken what is the seed of the idea all the way through the full level of execution? So that's what we're going to be talking about for the next 3 weeks. But this first podcast, we're really going to talk about, you know, ideas, where they come from, how to actually get those group together so we can start to identify the concepts that might actually work as we start to move towards a photo series. And unfortunately, this is a pretty nebulous area because sometimes the concept comes as the photo series develops, and sometimes the idea is so strong that we don't necessarily even recognize it as the concept. Knowing that, I still wanted to dive in and kind of just talk a little bit about ideas, how we source those, where they come from, how do we capture those, and then how do we start to group those together. I think one of the things that's common across all the artists that I've ever read about, whether it's biographies, watch documentaries about, is that artists or people who create, just creative people in general, because it doesn't matter if it's the software industry, the medical industry, but creative people are massive consumers of life. They go and they explore music, they explore art, they explore cinema, theater, TV, everything. They are always looking for new ideas and new ways to apply things that are being done somewhere else into their own work. So it doesn't matter if you're dealing in robotics and you're a doctor, you might go find a way to take robotics and apply it into medicine. For photography, I think there's an interesting opportunity to go and really look at how are other people exploring and experiencing the world. You know, if you listen to music, how would you photograph the experience that you have when you listen to a piece of music? What would that visually look like if you photographed a piano concerto or freeform jazz or acid rock or whatever your music you're listening to? How would you apply photographs from your favorite book? What would those visually look like if you were going to recreate those? So I think there's that source of inspiration that's from everywhere. You see that in artists. They're out all the time, whether it's drinking a cup of coffee or eating food. They're just consuming and trying to figure out how to process that information to appear in their work. So I think that's one of the first things we have to do is recognize that the inspiration for work can come from anything, and that the ideas for what we want to work on are always coming at us. And unfortunately, because we have such a limited capacity for an attention span and we forget things because of the amount of stimulus we get all the time, that one of the things we have to do is we have to somehow figure out, one, where our best ideas come from, and then somehow we have to record those. I think one of the things that people need to recognize too is that we all learn differently. We all process differently. We all actually find what I like to call root level inspiration in different places. And root level inspiration is kind of that thing that you can always hold on to where you know you're going to get inspired. For some people, that might be going to the movies, or it might be reading a book. It might be the written word is really where the source inspiration comes from. But the combination of two disparate words generates a whole new idea. For other people, it might be food. You know, you combine an apple and cheese, and all of a sudden you have that new explosion of taste, and maybe that becomes a source of inspiration. But whatever that is, you have to find what your kind of root piece is, because that's the place to go to when you're feeling uninspired, when you're feeling like you just aren't getting the ideas you want. Like I said, if you're a visual person, it's probably cinema or TV documentary or television shows. If you're a language person, it's going to be in the written word. If you're an auditory person, maybe it's in conversation and you need to reconnect with people who have oftentimes provided insightful conversations to help you push your work forward. But whatever that is, you got to get a hold and find where those ideas come from and really use that as the foundational piece. Because at the end, it doesn't matter what the idea is. It's that you're actually having the ideas and they're getting generated, and that you're actually capturing them. I've often talked about journaling is an important aspect of this, and that's kind of, I think, a particular way to capture the idea. But there's a bunch of other ways to capture those ideas. I think for some people, you know, the written word might be a challenge. So having a handheld recorder or using the recording app on their phone where they can actually just push a button and talk for a minute or two about what the idea is, roughly what they're doing, where the inspiration came from, what they were doing when it happened. I think that's a really valuable tool. I think also whether you write it down or record it at some point, you know, you got to break those ideas out and start to group them together. So maybe you take a bunch of post-it notes, you put them on the wall, you assemble and group them. I worked with several project managers in a previous life, and that's kind of how they organized things. They were using a Scrum methodology, and every card had a single idea or a single topic. They were grouped together so we could actually see the amount of work that needed to be done. That's another way you could take that inspiration from what happens in project management and apply it to photography. You have all of a sudden these ideas, you have these key words, these key concepts, and you could start to group those together by function and by form and by storytelling elements. I also use Evernote as a collection tool. So I throw everything I find on the web into Evernote. I'm able to then tag it, organize it in my notebook. I can group things together and start to see which ideas are starting to come to the surface more and more. Is there an idea that I feel I have a better understanding of that's allowing me to start to move that idea forward? And that's when I start to realize that what was just this fleeting thought is starting to move into concept, is when it starts to gain some clarity of purpose. It starts to gain some clarity of vocabulary. It starts to gain some clarity of intention. It's when that happens, that's when I start to realize like, oh, this is what's going on with my work. This is what's going on with that idea. This is how that idea started to be flushed out. At that point, I really like to think of that mostly as a storytelling outline or a rough draft at that point. I've kind of got some of the pieces in there. Maybe I've identified some of the characters that are coming to play. I might even go back and look at my own work and see, have I already started on this? Was my subconscious ahead of my conscious awareness of the idea? Did I have these three or four ideas that had kind of swirled together into a concept and they're starting to move forward? But the concepts start to get some weight to them. They start to get some clarity to them. You start to be able to describe them. So when you go back and you talk to your friends and you say, hey, you know, I had that idea for doing XYZ project, and here's kind of how I'm starting to see that unfold. Here's the first couple of images that might fit for that. Now, they may not ultimately be the images that survive, but we start to have the clarity of what those are actually going to look like. It is in that moment, I think, is when we really start to see that shift from idea to concept. There's that clarity. And I wish there was a different way of explaining that, because I think for some people, we get the idea and we go out and we start to execute on it. And I think what we have there is actually, if we're to the point of executing, we have more of a concept. I think there's sketching, which if we have the idea, we go out and we play a little bit, we see if it resonates. That if we sat down and really thought about it, we already kind of have an idea of what story we want to tell there, what mood we want the photos to have. Do we want them to be dark? Do we want them to be light? Do we want them to have a certain subtext to them? If we're to that point, even if we're just calling it an idea, I think we're already to a concept. We already have sort of the feel of what we want to have happen. Because it's a creative process, that's going to evolve and shift over time as it becomes informative to the type of feedback we give ourselves when we look at the prints. And it's in the recognition of that, I think, is what allows us to start to really focus in on and start to think about that next step of how do I take what is now a concept that's being fleshed out and move that into a successful photo series? How do I move what is this notion of story that I have, that I've now been inspired from all these different ideas, all these different places, and how do I move that forward? When I look back at my own work, I think one of the areas that I'm most lacking in, where I struggle the most, is not in the idea generation side, but really in the starting to just let those execute without over-processing them. So I think one of the big risks here is that you can be an over-processor. You can spend too much time thinking about what does it all mean? What do these ideas mean? How do I actually scope and make them work? And not actually successfully moving forward. So there becomes a point when you have an idea, you even have a concept, but you still have to execute. And that's why I think one of the biggest pieces of struggle that I have is, oh, I need to go out and now execute on this. I need to actually pick up the camera and go out and shoot and see, is this something that I actually want to continue forward on? I have enough of the idea in my own head, but it's too easy to come back and try to refine without actually doing the work. So picking up that camera and getting that feedback of the imagery is so critical to making sure that you're actually on a path to be successful. So don't get caught up in just focusing on the idea generation and getting a really solid concept. I have to have the concept fleshed out before I can be done is the equivalent of a novelist saying, until I know every single word in my head that's perfect, I can't actually write anything down. Because you're not going to contain a 50,000 word novel in your head without having to rewrite over and over again to see how certain words land, to see how certain sentences get structured, to see how certain characters evolve. That's in that process. So we have to make sure we don't end up with paralysis by analysis. We have to make sure we take that next step. We'll talk more about that in next week's podcast when we talk about how do we move from concept to photo series. And we're really going to look at when we have these ideas fleshed out, how do we go about taking the photographs? How do we go out making the right selections for the photo series? How do we know how big the photo series should be? How do we know all those different kind of elements? And then, like I said, in that third and final podcast, we'll take a look at once we kind of have the photo series fleshed out and we finished working on it, what are the next steps we would then need to take to make sure we successfully execute on that? I hope I've given you a few things to think about in terms of how you might come up with your ideas and how they might start to evolve into a good concept for you. And like I said, next week, we'll start to look at how to actually move those into a photo series. Have a great week behind the camera. I wish you the best of luck with everything you're doing. Hope you have a great last week of August as we start to move into fall. Don't forget, you can always find us up on the website at www.theperceptivephotographer.com, or you can find us up on iTunes. And I will see you next time.